This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of...
The obesity epidemic has well and truly hit Australia, with some 5 million people who are not just overweight, but actually obese. And it's not just the hoi polloi putting on the kilos, the rich and famous get fat too. But then they make a sudden reappearance in public with a remarkably slimmed body, stimulating interest in new versions of what used to be called stomach stapling. Now, wouldn't you just think that weight loss surgery would work just by massively restricting how much food a person could squish into their stomach? But no, it's much more complicated than that. First, let's have a look at the surgery. One operation involves placing a band around the stomach, making it functionally smaller in volume. Another operation involves actual cutting of the stomach. The Roux-en-Y, or stomach bypass, involves stapling the stomach to leave only a very small pouch at the top, which is then connected by a new pipe to the small intestine. So here, most of the stomach and part of the small intestine is bypassed. There is also the so-called vertical sleeve gastrectomy, where the majority of the stomach is cut away, leaving your new stomach in the shape of a long, narrow tube. The aim of all of these surgical solutions is to prevent the stomach from expanding once you have eaten more than a tiny amount. And the purpose is to make you feel full immediately, so you have no desire to eat. But this early fullness is only a part of why weight loss surgery works. Another reason it works is because it can also change your brain. In one case, the patient tried to drink a glass of her favourite peach iced tea after her operation. But instead of enjoying its previous tart sweetness, her brain told her that it tasted of fish. In other research, a group of rats was given Roux-en-Y surgery. Immediately after the surgery, without any prompting from a dietitian to make more healthy choices, the rats switched to foods that were lower in both fats and sugars. And there are many cases of patients who, immediately after the surgery, also found the smell of previously attractive sugar or fat quite repulsive. Mind you, this definitely does not happen to all such patients. Some of them get around the smaller volume of the stomach by drinking liquid chocolate to keep their energy intake high. So, getting back to the brain changes, one study used MRI scanners to examine the brains of patients both before and after Roux-en-Y surgery. The researchers showed the patients pictures of hamburgers or cakes. Before the surgery, the reward centres in the brains of the patients lit up in joy and anticipation at the images of their favourite treats. After the surgery, nothing. Suddenly, their brains didn't care about high-energy foods. So what's going on? Now, the answer might lie in the so-called brain of the gut, the enteric nervous system. It takes a lot of processing power to eat. You have to chew the food, mix it up and move it along the 10-metre length of the gut at the precise speed and then with the appropriate holdovers. And also, synchronise the addition of various juices and the release of various hormones, and finally, expel the food. Now, on one hand, this enteric nervous system has only about 500,000 neurons. That's about 170,000 times fewer than the 85 billion neurons in the brain in your skull. But while the brain makes some 100 neurotransmitters, the enteric nervous system makes a respectable 40 neurotransmitters. That's a lot. You've probably heard of serotonin, the so-called feel-good hormone. Well, the brain in your skull makes a tiny 5% of all the serotonin in your body. But the brain of your gut, the enteric nervous system, makes 95%. Dopamine, well, that's another hormone, and this is associated with, among other activities, pleasure and the reward system. And here, your brain makes 50%, while your enteric nervous system makes the other 50%. And on top of this, your enteric nervous system produces various hormones that can make you hungry or full. So this seemingly straightforward weight loss surgery is not so straightforward. And weight loss surgery is certainly not an easy option. Side effects include osteoporosis and metabolic bone disease, anemia, loss of muscle mass and vitamins D and B12, risk of gallstones, and the embarrassing dumping syndrome, where a small meal can give you nausea and vomiting. And in some cases, Roux-en-Y surgery can cause cognitive problems such as inability to concentrate, difficulty in finding the right word, and short-term memory problems. On the other hand, the surgery can help weight reduction, which in turn leads to improvements in diabetes, sleep apnea, and high blood pressure. So perhaps for the hoi polloi and the hoity-toity alike, weight loss surgery is the key to a wonderful, gut-wrenching experience.
What does it mean? Why is it so?